Polls show President Obama and Mitt Romney virtually neck and neck, but among minorities, it's a very different picture. Romney only has about 15% of support among North Carolina's minority voters, and they make up nearly a third of voters in the state. So any traction that Romney can get could turn the election in his favor.
I'm so honored to be here. It's an honor to be back in North Carolina.
The Romney campaign has dispatched Florida Senator Marco Rubio to swing states in hopes of appealing to Hispanic voters.
I think one of the key states is going to put Mitt Romney in the White House.
Rubio is speaking at the steel fab factory in West Charlotte. Besides the plant workers standing behind him, it's an overwhelmingly white crowd. But there's one African-American couple standing all the way in the back, Gloria and George Williams. They're registered Democrats, but they say that's coming to an end.
I mean, I'm not for gay marriage. I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in big government spending. So I just don't agree anymore.
Biggest deal right now is people are hurting and need jobs, and there needs to be a way to make that happen, and Obama's way is not the way to make jobs.
And that's the message that Romney is taking to minority voters, according to Winthrop University political scientist Adelphia Spelk. He says it's
less about playing to the African-American vote per se and more about signaling to a wider audience that he's capable of dealing with African-Americans, and that also includes delivering harsh messages that, from the vantage point of some partisans, need to be delivered.
But the message isn't registering much. 4 years ago, more than 90% of African Americans in North Carolina voted for President Obama. Polls show it'll be about the same this time around. That doesn't surprise African American Republican Guy Spann. He's on the executive board of the Mecklenburg County's Young Republicans, and he says it's tough to be black and support Romney. He says many African Americans tell him he needs to support Obama, not only because he's black, but also because they believe Obama needs more than 4 years to fix the mess he inherited.
So I'm calling names like Uncle Tom, unfriended on Facebook. In the town I grew up in, I had people constantly harass my brother, asking what's wrong with him, and family members, have become like upset because of my ideology.
He says the Romney campaign asked him to reach out to African-American business owners. He tried, but got nowhere. But reaching out to minority business owners is exactly what they need to keep doing, according to Professor Belk.
What Romney and the party has to do, and this is why it's a long-term strategy, they have to find ways to appeal to those socially or fiscally conservative African-Americans, Latinos, Asian and Pacific Islanders. That's not going to happen in a single election cycle, but it can happen over time if there's a commitment from the party's leadership.
We wanted to ask the Romney campaign about that commitment, but our repeated requests for comment were declined. At the Rubio event, Vanessa Fora is standing close to the stage. She emigrated from Peru with her family in 1987 and moved to Charlotte 10 years later. And she's always been
a very strong Republican.
She suspects she's one of the few Hispanic Americans in the crowd because the event was held during the workday. She says politicians are always after the Latino vote, but they haven't done a good job of really reaching out to the Latino population.
The reason why a lot of Latinos out there are not Republican is because they just don't know. They don't know that they don't know, and that's a problem.
She says the GOP needs to do a better job of educating Latinos about what the Republican Party stands for. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.